I'm Sharon Sozell with the Arkansas Women's Suffrage Centennial Commemoration Committee, and this is Suffrage in 60 Seconds. Originally, the U.S. Constitution did not specifically deny women suffrage. Instead, it allowed each state to determine who could and could not vote. Many states, including Arkansas, defined eligible voters as male. In July 1848, at a convention in Seneca Falls, New York, Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony issued the Declaration of Sentiments. It declared that it is the duty of the women in this country to secure to themselves their sacred right to the elective franchise. This declaration would be the beginning of a 70-year struggle, culminating in the 19th Amendment. To see the entire declaration and learn more about what you just heard, visit arvotesforwomen.com. I'm Dr. Sharon Sozell at the University of Arkansas at Monticello, and this has been Suffrage in 60 Seconds.